This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1777. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. This edition recorded June 11th. Alaska, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, China, Cuba, Eritrea, France, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Korea South, Kurdistan, Malaysia, Mongolia, New Zealand, Pakistan, Peru, Philippines, Puntland, Solomon Islands, Spain, Tibet, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer regarding the reactivated KNLS in Alaska, as mentioned last week. I was barely able to make out their interval signal at 15 UT June 4th on 9920, opening one of their three English hours. And by the way, another English hour is at 10 UT rather than 09, as mentioned last week, on 9655. Via Rustyx, Vasily Gulyayev in Astrakhan says he got a reply from the manager of KNLS Russian service after it returned to the air June 3rd. He said it was just the first day of the trial. The frequencies will be changed, but in Alaska we're working on repairing the second antenna. Probably it will end up in the next couple of weeks. If you'd like to hear the Argentine national anthem, Ron Howard says, it's a daily feature, playing their choral national anthem before going into their English segment. It's at 0302 to 0304 UT, as heard June 3rd. Of course, it's Tuesday through Saturday only, on the always off frequency, 11710.75. A reminder to check way out of band, or WOOB, for this Bolivian station, Radio Echo. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valco in Pennsylvania reports it on 4409.77. June 10th at 2358 with Andean folk music. A male DJ, Chatter, with a mention of Bolivia at 0109, and an ID at 0112, and back to lively Latin American music. They were still going at 0233. He says it would have been a decent signal if not for thunderstorm static crashes. We have news of some reactivated Brazilian shortwave stations in Shortwave Bulletin. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says, on 6159.94, June 4th until sign-off around 22 UT, I've loaded a carrier several times. And on June 5th, a check of 9550.03 revealed that a presumed Radio Boa Vontade signed off there at about the same time, so most likely the station on 6159.94 is also Boa Vontade. But both Radio Boa Vontade and Radio Rio Mar seem to be active on 6160. Radio Rio Mar has been noted previously just above that frequency, disturbed by CKZN in Newfoundland, which is 40 Hz low. And reporting on the other frequency, Thomas Nielsen says 9550.034 until off around 22 UT, tentatively Boa Vontade, like on 6159.95. The higher frequency was just in or above threshold level, while the lower one was merely a carrier as usual. On June 6th, the strong voice of Vietnam was occupying the frequency until their sign-off at 2129. And at next check, 2150, there was no signal left on 9550. So more checking would be needed for both. And then there's Radio Marumbi, M-A-R-U-M-B-Y. In Hardcore DX, Danielle Williams in Brazil says it has apparently returned to the air, testing on 11725, strongly presumed at least, a reactivation. Heard June 9th between 1035 and 11 UT. He thinks he heard Marumbi mentioned. And also reported by Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay, heard at 1631 UT for a few moments in parallel with 9515. And the DXer friend in Chile also heard an ID as Radio Novas de Paz. with announcement of these frequencies, 11725, 9515, and 6080. Then Lenildo da Silva checked for it the next day, I guess, around 11:30 UT, but was not hearing a signal on 11725. This could be a problem for Radio New Zealand International, should the Brazilian be on 11725 at the same time NZ has been, with what has been a loud and clear frequency. Perhaps totally by coincidence, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says RNZI made some changes in its schedule on June 5th, including replacing 11725 with 9700 between 1746 and 1850. So let's hope there's still no problem from Brazil on 11725 when New Zealand is well heard here around 0500. In the Condige list, Arnaldo Stein in Argentina wonders what's become of the Chilean pirate RCW, which used to be heard, I think, around 7550. Claudio Galas in Chile has referred to the station's Facebook page about Radio Compañía Worldwide, their grandiose name. It says from San Francisco in Chile, this is RCW, a small shortwave station in Chile. We're still working on our tower to install an antenna which will allow us to return to the air. Fire Dragon, all music jamming is quite a rarity these days. It seems the Chi-Com have preferred to employ CNR1 programming for almost all their jamming. However, I was pleased to run across it when I was unavoidably awake June 9th at 0922 UT on 7435, a time when no known target is listed. And here's another report of Fire Dragon jamming from Ron Howard in California. This was June 4th at 1826 on 11560, presumably against Radio Free Asia, although it's not scheduled for that time period. Ron Howard also reports PBS Hunan China 4990. As of June 6th at 12:35, I've been hearing this on a daily basis with decent reception. I had not hearing them at all before. Whatever they did to improve their signal is holding up very well. I've been hearing a remarkably good signal in the Korean language on a new frequency 17660, which is listed by Aoki as a new frequency for the CNR8 domestic service in the Korean language, which started June 1st between 0858 and 15 UT. I had it at 1401, a typical time. It's even better reception than the East Turkestan, the CRI relays nearby on the 17 MHz band. However, the site, the power, and the azimuth for this new 17660 frequency are not known, and there's no interference at 14, although Saudi Arabia supposedly starting in French at that hour on the same frequency. And earlier at 12 to 13, France is on 17660 via Madagascar. I would suppose the transmitter may be in South China, aiming toward the Korean-speaking region in Northeast China, and thus carrying on at about the same azimuth toward us, the solstitial overnight MUF holding up that high. In the NASA flash sheet, John Cooper in Pennsylvania reports Radio Havana, Cuba, presumed on 19100, June 4th at 12:13, talking about Venezuela and Cuba. And he did hear an ID at 12:15, but wonders how come it's not listed. Well, that's because it's the second harmonic of 9550, something RHC is especially adept at producing. The reactivated voice of the broadmasters of Eritrea is usually on 7175 and 7200 with two different programs. However, in Pledix, Roberto Pavanello in Italy reports hearing it on another frequency even further inside the 40-meter handband, 7165, June 6th at 0325. Mike Terry quotes Zaharis Liangas in Greece at Cumbre DX, breaking news about ERT. They were going to start back on the air on June 11th 2 years after the so-called suspension of programming and transmissions, a special happening was going to be held outside the operations building that evening. Whether this will have any immediate effect on the always sporadic shortwave transmissions remains to be heard. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Shillong 4970, May 31st, 1238 to 1302, with their Sunday program of country and western songs such as Rocky Mountain High, Jolene, a DJ in English, local IDs as the Northeastern Service of All India Radio. By the Western calendar, the Islamic holy month of Ramadan precesses earlier and earlier. Ron Howard in California reminds us June 7th, I've started checking for the return of Radio Republik Indonesia Ternate 3344.85. As Ramadan is coming up, June 18th, actually the previous evening, June 17th, I'll be looking for other RRI stations that might return, especially Merauke on 3905, which came back a few weeks ago for something else, and plus checking Bangladesh Betar for any changes in format or scheduling for Ramadan. One station, not surprisingly, which always adds special broadcasts during Ramadan, is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. For those inconvenienced by having to gorge themselves before sunrise, their additional early morning transmissions. And here they are, according to Ivo Ivanov. At 21:53 to midnight 50, 5950 in Tajik, 22:23 to midnight 20, 9610 in Arabic, 22:53 to 0220, 6065 in Azeri, and also on 7230, 23:23 to midnight 20, 7430 in Kurdish, and midnight 23 to 0120, 9845 in Turkish. This is valid from June 18th to July 17th. Voice of Wilderness is a target broadcast to North Korea. It's religious rather than political. Is there really any difference as far as North Korea is concerned? Anyhow, there has been a slight frequency shift. For a long time, they've been colliding with Radio Havana Cuba on 11860. But now Ivo Ivanov says they were at least testing a new frequency June 5th through 8th. 11865. It's actually transmitted from the Radio Veritas Asia site in the Philippines between 13 and 14 UT, extended on Sundays until 14:30. Ron Howard in California logs the rather new clandestine from South to North Korea Voice of Freedom on 6135, June 6th at 1326 to 1354 without any white noise jamming. But there was utility interference. Program in Korean with easy listening songs. On June 5th at 12:50, he heard their often played instrumental theme music, We Shall Overcome. By the way, June 6th was Memorial Day in Korea. From an unknown location, Sung Chul Cho tells us, I found some interesting things about the V24 Korean number station. Echo of Hope was very weakly heard on the unmodulated signal of V24 on 4900. He uploaded a couple of videos to YouTube about this. He says this is not intermodulation products or a ghost signal. It is strongly suggested that V24 transmitting antenna is within the facilities of Echo of Hope. Ivo Ivanov has an updated summer schedule of Denga Kurdistan in Kurdish, including changes in transmitter sites. They're all on 11510 between 03 and 19 UT. The first 2 hours until 05 via France, as well as the last 2 hours after 17, although he says this information is hidden by TDF. In between, from 05 to 13, it is via Chisinau, Moldova, also known as Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia. And from 13 to 17, he's quite certain the transmitter site is secret broad in Bulgaria, because he can also hear the second harmonic 23020 at local range, plus spurs on 11490 and 11530. Ron Howard says on June 10th, Sarawak FM via Kajang, Malaysia, 9835, preempted regular programming to provide live coverage from the 57th International Al-Quran Recital and Memorization Assembly, heard between 13:12 and 14:17. It was in Kuala Lumpur. Fared good with about 10-minute segments of reciting from the Quran, introduced or including some by a young lady, which is fairly rare to hear. The event runs through June 14th and is not carried on 6050 or 11665. While two other frequencies which might carry it are still silent, 5965 and 7295. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1777. Our website brings you much more info, and it's non-commercial, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. That is not why we quote him so much. It's because his information is top-notch, first-rate. North Korea normally collides with Mongolia on 12015. Actually, Mongolia is about 100 hertz low. However, on June 4th, Yuri Ivanov lucked into an occasion when Koryo was missing, and he heard the English broadcast from Mongolia without interference, although it was weak, at 15:30 until Korea came back at 15:53. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reports on June 6th, Radio Pakistan on 15700 with typical Asian subcontinental music. Noted at 17:30 UT, maybe it's on the air from 17 to 18. Distorted audio as always, but very strong, 35 over 9 compared to signals in the past weeks. Islamabad is broadband, 15.7 kHz out to each sideband. Also disturbing powerhouse CRI Kashgar service in French on 15680, which is 20 kHz away. Radio Chosky in Peru, 5980, has finally reset their automatic cutoff timer after reaching approximately 0113 UT. It was inaudible when I tuned in a few nights, but finally June 5th at 0100, I tuned in that early and heard it cutting off at 27.5 seconds past 0102. So we may now expect that to process about 6 seconds later per day for the next few months. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the two external services from Radio Pilipinas, Philippines, 1730 to 1930 UT, June 4th, on 9925 and 15190 in Filipino. And the other one starts at 02 UT until 0330, heard on 15640 and 17820, June 5th, but not heard on the third scheduled frequency, 12010, although these are via the U.S. site in Tinang, Philippines. The 0200 broadcast opened with an anthem, a long PBS song, an opening message, saluting overseas Philippine workers and to listeners of Radio Pilipinas, and then from the Presidential Palace, Manila, dateline Malacanang. At 2:38, there was PBS news about President Aquino visiting Japan, addressing Japanese businessmen at the Philippine Investment Forum. I wonder if anyone is still hearing Radio Puntland from Somalia on 13800. I haven't seen any reports of it since late May. June 5th, I checked at 1305 and not even a carrier was detectable. On May 31st, Seiji Hasegawa told us Puntland Radio on 13800 has confirmed to several Japanese DXers that they were carrying the audio of Puntland TV at 14 UT on May 29th and 30th, including English advertising. And there's live streaming available from that at www.puntlandtvradio.com. Possibly bearing on this, that is, its possible disappearance, was a story Jose Miguel Romero found at allafrica.com on June 1st and sent on to us, but it does not mention the name of which station is involved. Puntland authorities detain editor of local radio. Authorities of Puntland have detained radio journalist and editor of Dalgir Jamal Farah and director Abdirahman Gardi. The two are said to be detained in Garowe, that's where the station is located, in connection to a discussion program criticizing the performance of Regional State Administration President Abdiweli Ali Gass. The regional authorities suspended national television, SNTV, last week for allegedly misrepresenting administration efforts on fleeing Somali refugees from Yemen. Detention and closure of media stations is very common in Somalia. If you have a mostly darkness path from the Solomon Islands after 12 UT, as would be the case on the west coast of North America, keep checking 5020. The nominal sign-off is around 12 UT. However, June 4th, even in Oklahoma, I could tell the carrier was still on by 1209. I couldn't make out any modulation. But Ron Howard says they started simulcasting Wontok FM 96.3 with easy-listening pop songs heard by him past 1328. And then he heard from Mauno Ritola in Finland and Sage Hasegawa in Japan, who were hearing it as late as 1600. That was on June 4th. And then Ron says on June 7th, again, SIBC with Wontok FM 96.3 programming on 5020.0, an extended schedule from 1212 to 1340, mostly religious songs, as it was on a Sunday with fewer IDs than normally given, but he did hear a Wontok FM with the hottest DJs. And then on June 8th, Ron Howard says it was ending the national anthem at 1204. Transmitter still on at 1325, but no audio in between, just an open carrier. Then on June 9th, Ron says the transmitter suddenly went off the air after the national anthem at 1203. On June 10th, he tuned in at 1125 for Pacific Island pop songs, some in English, some talk in pidgin, and some Christian songs. However, at 1202, the modulation stopped, although the carrier, on this occasion, stayed on as late as 1420. Too bad they did not, again, run the audio feed from Wontok FM instead of dead air. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner says there was a dog pile on 7205, May 17th. Three stations going hell for leather on the frequency at 2045. Sudan Radio, Al-Itahab in Arabic to East Africa, and Radio France International, Issoudun in French to West Africa, and Voice of Turkey, Emirlar in English to Asia, all three about equal strength here. A quick check on the Tventa receiver indicated that all three are also easily heard in Europe. A pity when there are so many vacant frequencies available these days. Ron Howard reports on Star Star Broadcasting Station, the Chinese numbers outlet known as V13, heard on 9725 AM, signing on at 1200 UT Friday, May 29th, with the normal 1 minute of flute music, and he assumes the following: an intro consisting of station name, program number, the recipient number, date of message, and number of characters, an ID for the fourth program, Qing Xing Guangbo Lian Dai 4, fair reception. It's believed to be operated by the Taiwanese Intelligence Agency. Hear it again, signing on at 1300. And wonders what their daily schedule is. It was off the air on Tuesday, June 2nd, Wednesday the 3rd, and Sunday the 7th, so clearly not on every day. It was on the air Friday, June 5th, and Saturday, June 6th. More monitoring needed to determine the daily schedule. Voice of Tibet is hard for us to hear, broadcast via Tajikistan on split frequencies. But one transmitter is via Madagascar, which can come in well in North America at 14 to 1430 UT. For a long time, there had been a 5 kHz frequency shift from 15525 to 15530, leaving the Chaicom jammer behind. But now Ivo Ivanov notes a different setup for this. The first half of the half hour depends on the day of the week. On Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, it's on 15525 and shifting to 15530, he says, at 1415. While on the other days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, it starts on 15565 and then shifts to 15560. Possibly due to the recent elections, the voice of Turkey has been somewhat erratic, at least concerning the English broadcast to North America, at 22 UT on 9830. Alan Rowe in England says there was no trace of that on June 6th, nor on any alternate frequency. Possibly this was due to the election, says Roger Tidy in England. Then on June 9th, John Filiozzi notes, an open carrier on 9830 with no audio or very badly demodulated audio. The frequency did come on the air about a minute after the official start time of 2200, but there's still no discernible audio at 2208. The audio did come up at 2217. Eike Biervert in Germany tells us that BBC seems to be allowing its Ascension relay to take a break on Sundays since June 7th. Certain transmissions have been moved from Ascension to other sites on Sundays only, still transmitting from Ascension on other days of the week. This was starting June 7th, according to the HFCC file dated June 9th, but it remains to be seen if this will be a regular occurrence. Here are the transmissions which move away from Ascension and to where they move on Sundays. At 08:10, Radio Japan in Japanese, 12015 moves to Greenville. At 12 to 12:30, BBC in French, 17640 moves to UAE. At 16 to 17, BBC in English at 17640 moves to Wooferton. At 14 to 14:30, BBC in Hausa moves to UAE on 17780. At 16 to 17, BBC English on 17830 moves to Wooferton. At 12 to 12:30, BBC French 21630 moves to UAE. And at 14 to 14:30, BBC in Hausa 21630 also moves to the UAE on Sundays only. Mike Cooper in Georgia notes incredible VOA lameness on June 3rd. Listening to their English stream at 2300 UT to hear International Edition, but it's a two-week-old program. Lead stories about declassifying documents in the bin Laden raid, fines against big banks in the end of the David Letterman show. Also, Mike Cooper refers us to Al Cummins' column in the June 4th Washington Post headlined, VOA Chief Threatens to Kill Other U.S. Broadcast Stations. And there is good news. Kelu Chow takes over as acting director of Voice of America. That's according to BBG Watch. There hadn't been any formal announcement of this by BBG or VOA itself, it seems, but as of June 4th, she has succeeded, at least temporarily, David Ensor. Previous position at VOA was associate director for language programming. She directed programming activities, oversight and guidance for production and distribution of TV, radio, internet, and mobile content in nearly 50 languages worldwide. Also, there's been a major change in transmitter sites for U.S. international broadcasting. Ivo Ivanov says, from June 1st, all transmissions of IBB via media broadcast are canceled, that is, mainly via France and Germany sites, and replaced by Babcock transmitters, the UK and beyond, except for Diba Radio. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field quiet June 16th through July 3rd, with A and K indices mostly 5 and 2 from June 14th to July 3rd. Solar flux dipping to 115 on June 27th and then up to 140 by July 4th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1777.